Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. It takes a lot of volunteers and a soft spot for animals to run a dog rescue, but one local organization is on a mission to save those who've survived the most extreme cruelty, transforming victims of dog fighting into lovable family pets.
My name is Daisy Balavader. I'm the president and founder of Hello Bully. We started in 2005. You know, I think the most important thing for people to understand about dog fighting survivors is that they are not the bad guy. It's the people. They didn't choose this life. They were forced into it. I mean, the conditions that these dogs live in, it's hell on earth.
My name is Kelly Baumgartel. I met Daisy in 2009 when I started volunteering with Hello Bully. I am an avid advocate, but I walk in Daisy's leadership shadow, that's for sure. She's an exemplar of leadership and passion. You know, these dogs came from such horrific backgrounds, and this shelter is designed to, especially for them, to rehabilitate them.
We have a whole behavior team here. I'm a CPDT trainer, certified professional dog trainer. Ursula Hoberg is our behavior team leader here, and we have about a dozen people who are on our behavior team. They take our dogs on outings, they kid test our dogs.
Hi, Ruby. You're such a good girl. Are you a good girl?
Her name is Ruby Rose. She's from a dog fighting case in West Virginia. She actually, you can see on her muzzle, she has a lot of scars that are consistent with dog fighting, and she has a few on her legs.
Now, she seems kind of mellow for a dog that's come from a dog fighting situation, am I right?
She's actually the norm, not the exception. I mean, it's funny because when people meet pit bulls, they're always like, oh my gosh, this one's so nice. That's the pit bull. That's the actual dog.
The best days are the adoption days, when they found their homes.
My name's Anna. My dog is Fat Ashley. I have had her for a year and a half now.
Ashley's from the 367 case, which was a few years ago the second largest dog fighting bust in U.S. history.
She was just ridiculous and cute and rolls over and gives you her belly. I'm surprised she hasn't done that yet.
I know we're spending a lot of time talking about the shelter, but I'd really like to also just talk to the newest program, which is Pittsburgh Pets. So the point of Pittsburgh Pets is to keep pets in their homes, and we partner with local shelters, and we provide services, and including dog food and veterinary care, including vaccinations, microchips, spay-neuter appointments, mm-hmm. for free. So we are directly preventing surrenders.
Daisy, how many dogs do you think you have retrained or recovered?
A lot. We went through the list of Hello Bully alumni, and it's just countless. So thousands. I hope I have the opportunity to help thousands more, because these dogs deserve it.
Daisy, one of her phrases is "give till it hurts," and I love that. And I think that this organization shows that that's exactly what she does, and we're so lucky to have her as a leader.
To learn more about Hello Bully and their Pittsburgh Pets program, head to our website, wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone you think is making a difference in our community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.